WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:36. Not 6:36. Wouldn't be good. You got it figured out over there?
I'm here.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Hunter's out sick, so you decided to come in early.
Sure. And oh, I don't know why you decided. You were like, you should probably come in.
Yeah, because I don't want to be by myself. All I'm right. Lonely.
I know.
And I'm surprised because you were up boozing watching the Chiefs game last night.
I wasn't really boozing. I had a drink.
I think I made you another one before.
Dude,
I went to bed.
I had two drinks. No, but they were short. They were small.
2 to 6 drinks. It's fine.
No. I didn't make any more. I had two. Two little tiny short glasses.
Two little tiny ones?
Yep. Yeah, I watched the Chiefs because it was like the most amazing game ever.
Now,
it was
just
so fun.
Before you get too excited, it was against the Bengals. The Bengals suck. So just understand that.
No, you don't take it away from me.
No, it
Chiefs
was.
Chiefs are amazing.
They're looking good.
What I was trying to tell you earlier was that the announcers were talking about how it's almost like watching the Harlem Globetrotters. You don't know who's got the ball.
You do understand, though, that the Harlem Globetrotters play crappy teams and they're set up to win.
Dang you. Stop taking this away from me.
Well, no,
just
it was
saying
funny.
They're just, they're what's, fast.
What's their kicker's name?
Butner.
Anyway.
They jinxed him.
He had a perfect. He's good. It was Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels, but they were talking about he had this long field goal, and they were like, you know, up until this point, he's had a perfect season. He hasn't missed one yet. You don't talk about it. You just let it happen. Just shut up.
Yeah.
And then he ended up shanking one there. I mean, they still
were fine. It was real windy.
Real windy.
So it looked like it was like he had, you know, kicked it over enough to the right side and it looked perfect. And then at the very end, it just big wind, just gusts it right over.
Speaking of sports as well in football, your fantasy team, why didn't you put Trubisky in?
I hate you so much. So I asked people on Facebook, you know what? Maybe I should have done it on my Kiki page.
Yep, I did it on
my personal page, asking friends, because I have a ton of friends that are doing fantasy football right now, a lot of big football-obsessed people.
Yeah.
And I asked them. I have two quarterbacks on my fantasy league. I have Brady and I have Trubisky.
Yep. And you picked
and they
up
played
Trubisky.
Each other. Yeah, I picked up Trubisky knowing that Chicago, I had been hearing a lot of reports and broadcasts about this new Chicago team, this new quarterback.
Everyone's all excited, all hard up on Trubisky. You picked him up.
I picked him up. I asked, and now they played each other, of course, and so I asked everyone if I should play Brady or Trubisky, because and everyone was like, if you have to even ask that question, then you shouldn't be playing fantasy football. I'm like, bro, I know just as much about football than you do.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, I get that. I get that Brady is this awesome, amazing football player. That's why I picked him, people. But I got to look at my fantasy points, and Brady's averaging about 16 to 19 fantasy points for me, and Trubisky is getting like 35 points.
It was a tough call because Chicago's got an amazing defense. They were going to give Brady a run for his money.
That's why
but
I asked.
New England also has a fantastic defense that's very consistent. Like New England, I have New England's defense, and they did very well for me.
Right.
But Trubisky ended up scoring more than Brady.
And everyone gave me crap for even asking this question.
It's a tough call.
I went with the masses, and I put Brady in. I actually swapped him back out. I've had Trubisky in there the last 2 weeks, and he's outscored Brady by, like, at least 10 points.
What you have to understand, though, is that
he did it again.
I know, but Brady is a seven-time.
Yeah, Brady.
Because Brady's been in the Super Bowl 7 times. He's way more consistent. You can't.
I know. I agree with that.
Yes.
But in fantasy points, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
Trubisky is a thrower.
I can't believe you listened to us. What a fool.
Every week he throws more yards. I'm going to murder you. I'm going to strangle you.
What a fool. All right. When we come back, we're going to play my prank phone call on the telemarketer. You haven't heard this yet, have you?
No, but I know that those guys have been calling you like crazy.
It's awesome. I had my sweet, sweet revenge. That's coming up here next.
More Rock Up Next. It rocks.
Hey, good morning. 751, Brock Kiki.
Hello, good morning.
All right. So, I teased this all weekend long. This is very exciting for me. This kind of drives you nuts, but every time a telemarketer calls, if it's an unknown number...
Yeah, you answer it.
I answer every single time.
You're like one of those. I think my dad used to do that. Just to, like, give them crap and, like, give them a hard time. And
you know what? They're bothering me. I'm gonna waste their time. You know, and here's the thing.
I always just block it. I mean, I know it's an endless amount of numbers that call, but at least it stops that one for a while.
There's two reasons why I always answer the phone calls. One is because if it's a telemarketer, I'm going to have some fun and waste some of their time. Two, it could be someone saying, hey, you've won $1 billion. Thank you for answering. Because you answered, you're now super rich beyond your wildest
dreams. Just make sure your voicemail is cleared.
there you go. So it finally happened. I was finally able to record a telemarketer phone call. And I've done this so many times that I actually almost have a script in my head that involves a fictional family with my kids and my wife. So here's my phone call, and you'll hear it pick in. So when I finally realized what it was, I hit the record button on my phone. So here you go. My prank phone call with the telemarketer. Enjoy it as much as I enjoyed doing it.
The approval's ready, including companies like...
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Josh. I understand you're interested in complete medical coverage.
What? Yes, Josh, I am. How convenient that you called me.
Okay, very good. I just need to ask some quick questions, and we'll get you taken care of. First, what's your full name?
Ronald Jeremy III.
Okay, Ron.
Ronald. Ronald.
Oh, okay. I'm terribly sorry about that. Ronald. What is your height and weight?
5'3", 295, but it's a healthy 295.
Are you married? If so, what's your wife's name, height, and weight?
Why, yes, I am. Rhonda Jeremy is her name, and she's 5'1", 250.
Kids?
Yes, we have 10.
Wow, 10 kids. That is wonderful.
It's really not. 10 is far, far too many. Always wear a condom, Josh. Always.
anyway, what are the names?
Let's see. You got Reese, Ricky, Ralph, Rachel, Rupert, Ricky, Randall, Robert, Ronald IV, and Ronald V. All ours.
Oh, my gosh. I'm terribly sorry, but
could you repeat that slower, please? I didn't quite get it.
Sure, no problem. It's Reese, Ricky, Ralph, Rachel, Rupert, Ricky, Randall, Robert, Ronald IV, and Ronald V.
Josh,
you gotta listen now, okay? It's Reese, Ricky, Ralph, Rachel, Rupert, Ricky, Randall, Ronald IV, and Ronald V.
Wait, there were two Rickies in there.
There's a Ricky with a Y and a Ricky with an I.
Oh.
Okay. We'll come back to the kids. Do you have any pre-existing medical conditions?
I'm sorry. You're gonna have to speak up. I'm hard of hearing.
Do you have any pre-existing medical condition?
You're going to have to speak louder.
Do you have any pre-existing medical
conditions?
Ronald, do you have pre-existing medical conditions?
I don't know where you come from, Josh, but where I come from, you don't yell at a man on his own phone.
Stop it.
I'm so sorry. Oh,
God, this poor guy.
Ronald. Do you have any pre-existing medical conditions?
See? That wasn't so hard. Yes, I do. They call in the biz severe irritable bowel syndrome. Good old SIBS. Mm-hmm. I am literally moments away from ruining my shorts at any given time. But, you know, you learn to live with it. It's also the reason why I'm no longer allowed on any rides at Disney World. You know, you mess yourself, Josh, on Splash Mountain a couple times, and you become a health hazard to those around you. And you know how it goes.
Sorry to hear that, Ronald. Well, I think I have enough to get you started on your complete medical coverage. I just
Wait, hold on a sec. Did you say medical coverage?
Yes, Ronald. Complete medical coverage for your whole family based through...
Geez. I thought this was just for jet ski coverage. Now that I do need. Do you have jet ski coverage?
No, sir. We do not. But if you do get hurt on a jet ski, we could help you to pay those medical bills through our expense plan.
How the hell do you get hurt on a jet ski? You're falling into water, for God's sake. Anyways, sorry to waste your time, Josh. Besides, I got to run. The old ISBS is acting up, if you know what I mean. Thanks for calling. I did it.
That was ridiculous. Oh, can you name off those kids again right now?
Oh, God. It's Reese, Ricky, Ronald.
Rupert,
Ricky. Was there a Ron in that? God, I'm trying to remember. Oh, I have them written down in my truck. Believe it or not, I have the list of names written my truck.
That's a lot of prep work that you did for just a telemarketer.
Maybe I have
too much time on your hands, I think.
When I'm writing down scripts for when telemarketers call me. Folks, I'm telling you, though, if you're looking for a good time, write down a script so when a telemarketer calls you, at least makes it worth it.
You do. You have too much time on your hands.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Now listen to me, all of